when in the course of human events,
it becomes necessary.
This is how their declaration begins.
It is necessary.
We will not live under the tyranny of foreign monarchs
or anybody else who chooses themselves to rule over us.
Period.
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 Nice sentiment, but
I didn't really think much about it, you know?
After all, it was their declaration, not mine.
Not mine.
Not mine.
But, when I was a kid,
I love 4th of July.
I love fireworks.
Sparklers. Firecrackers.
Most of all, I love the rockets.
And the rockets, red glare.
The bombs bursting in air.
Then one day it struck me.
Those aren't party favors.
Those were instruments of war and of terrible sacrifice.
Thomas Jefferson said that the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots.
He knew what was coming.
When they signed the Declaration, they were signing their own death warrant. Their only hope was to sign together.
If we don't hang together, Benjamin Franklin said, we will hang separately.
So why take such a risk?
Why face such ridiculous odds?
Because all men are created equal, they say.
And endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
Period.
Period.
That was the key. If God was behind it, it was necessary. And they must have thought he was because they were willing to die for it.
Was I?
Listen, I may have liked fireworks, but...
But then suddenly I realized I have to participate in this or it all comes apart.
This isn't a thing that happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
This is something that's happening right now.
And if I don't participate?
We, the people. Right?
Then I'm declaring my dependence over those tyrants that chose themselves to rule over me.
So, God
dropped me in the middle of this crazy experiment and said, what are you gonna do?
So here's what I'm gonna do.
I am going to participate in this crazy, impossible, beautiful democracy thing, this America.
I may not be one of its founders,
but I am one of its continuers.
And this is my declaration. My declaration.
My declaration.
My declaration.
My declaration. Declaration.
That's good.
Dear friends, this morning, I just want to say it is my declaration. For I have chosen to join the American experiment. I know we have all celebrated this weekend. Other fun stuff. And maybe we don't get often to reflect on what it means to participate in the American experience. In the American experiment, as Tocqueville actually called it. But I can tell you that every 4th of July, I myself and my family that chose to join all the free Americans and came here about 23 years ago, every 4th of July, we thank God for the privilege to be able to say, this is also my Declaration of Independence. For I have chosen to join forces with all Americans around this great nation to establish a free society based on Christian core values. Because there isn't another country on this planet that has gotten together and had united forces and sacrificed life to see God's purposes of creation become a reality, even in a very limited sense. So for that, I'm deeply grateful that God has given myself and my family the chance to participate with you in celebrating our freedom. And we cherish that. And I want to assure you that millions upon millions upon millions look upon America and look upon us, the American people, is a beacon of hope because we carry something that is missing from most countries across this planet. And what is missing is
this insatiable desire to be free.
In most countries, freedom is suppressed.
In this country, we're
still able to walk in freedom and to walk on the basis of what our Creator has put within us to express. And there is nothing else in this world that is more valuable than to be able to express the wonders of God's creation through human expression. So for that reason, I think it's worth celebrating the Independence Day in this country. But you know what? As precious as human freedom is, if human freedom is not wrapped by the free giver and is not aided by his truth, we cannot truly be free. I don't care what country you live in. You might be right here in the most free country in the world. But if you do not know the one that gives freedom, your freedom is very limited. But there is one person that actually came from outside of Earth to this planet and came about 2,000 years ago in human flesh. And his name was Jesus Christ. He walked the streets of a country that at that time was under slavery by Rome. He walked the streets of Jerusalem and Judea, the country of Israel. And he came humbly to show all humanity what true freedom is all about. Because I'll tell you something. My first 20 years of my life I spent under oppression and dictatorship. I spent it in a communist environment. But I also spent it since the age of 14 and on as a free person in Jesus Christ. And my freedom, nobody was able to take away from me. For Jesus Christ liberates you in a way that nothing else can. And Jesus Christ sets you free even when you are chained and in prison. So it doesn't matter what type of governmental system may rule over you. If you have the freedom of Jesus, the freedom giver, then you're free indeed. If you know him as the truth and the way to life, nobody can enchain you in anything. But I feel specifically blessed this morning because we get to practice our Christian worldview, our Christian beliefs, our Christian core value system in a country that is free, that values freedom. In a country that the forefathers really fought to establish the freedom that God intended for every human being to possess. And for that reason, I celebrate Independence Day. Independence Day from human tyranny, but more so Independence Day from the tyranny of all forces that may come against you. The forces of darkness, the forces of discouragement, the forces of oppression, the forces of depression, that are demonic evil beings that come to try to enchain you, yet we have freedom in Jesus Christ. For this, I think we can clap and thank God. Last Sunday, we ended our service with praying over our community and our city, and we used the prayer of Jeremiah in chapter 29. And I think it's only fitting to begin this service, which is actually an encounter service. For those of you that have not been to our encounter services before, let me explain a little bit of what you're going to be experiencing today.
We have extensive segments of worship and some times for prayer and some times where you're going to see people are going to come to the front and do some ministry. We're going to pray for each other. We're expecting that the Holy Spirit today is moving really powerfully among us and is beginning to tug on our hearts to bring issues that may hold us enchained in our personal walk, in our daily lives. We're going to bring those issues today to the Lord and exchange His yoke. He invited us to exchange yokes, and He said, you know what? Walk with me, and as you walk, my yoke is light, and let's exchange those yokes, because my yoke is a yoke of freedom, and there is anything heavy about my yoke. So that's what we're going to do this morning. We're just going to celebrate freedom through the entire service, and we have set apart one Sunday of the month where we come together, we worship God in freedom, and we also pray with some extensive pockets of intercessions where we ask the Lord to come and intervene where specific needs are needed to be supported by other brothers and sisters in our midst. So I just want to invite all of you to just continue in the spirit of freedom as it flows around in this room. As the Holy Spirit begins to deal with your heart, just be open in prayer, either from your seat or come to the front, and others would join you in that prayer. But just be open to release all of those things to the Lord. For the one that has given you freedom can free you from any issue that your life may bring. But as we prayed last week for the prosperity and blessing of our community here, for our city, I think it's only fitting to continue the exhortation of Jeremiah chapter 29:7, as he says, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. I think it's just fitting that we can pray that over our nation today. So I'd like for you to join me in prayer as I would lead all of us to pray for our nation and to pray blessing and prosperity and true freedom in Jesus Christ. So would you bow your heads? Holy Father, you're sovereign over all spheres of life, and you're inviting us to partner with you in bridging the sacred and secular divide. We thank you that you have blessed our lives beyond measure as you have reconciled us to yourself. Now in return, we humbly offer ourselves to you as missional instruments of blessing to our families, to our communities, to our cities, and to our nation. We ask you to give us boldness to integrate our faith in all of life. Empower us to serve with excellence inside our culture while living counterculturally. May we become alert to divine opportunities that you present daily to us. For you want us to carefully work the soil of our culture in order for your gospel seed to take root and flourish human existence. May we partner with your Holy Spirit's activity in the world in order to become a credible witness to you, so you may draw people unto yourself. May people's hearts be stirred to consider your supremacy in human affairs, and may our nation align its existence with your creation purposes. Loving Heavenly Father, make of us a thoughtful contemporary church that recognizes that your missio Dei, your mission, has been active throughout human history, and it is inviting us to co-create with you the new future. Bless everyone that has come this morning to seek you. May the move of the Holy Spirit in this encounter service transform our hearts and minds and align our lives with your will so we can be a blessing to this community and to our nation. May your name be glorified as we worship you this morning. We lift this prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us continue to worship the Lord.
I know she said worship, but this is going to be praise because that's where it's going. So let's stand and praise the Lord together.
Yes, Lord. come and not destroy. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure. His joy is going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
We raise a white flag, the war is over. we lift the cross lifted high, 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 we raise our white flag, we surrender all to you, all for you, we raise our white flag, the war is over. Your love has won. We raise our white flag. We surrender all to you. All for you. We raise our white flag. The war is over. Love has come. Your love has won.
Here, that we will be dealing with the freedom giver who's going to release us into a new season of walking free in our life. And I'd like for the other YouTube video that I want to show you to get ready. But I really want you to watch that prayerfully with an open heart. Let it speak into your spirit, because the Holy Spirit is here to begin to bring things out of our lives and to unchain what we have been imprisoned with. For today is a day of freedom.
believe Jesus Christ, the freedom giver, is here actually taking a snapshot of you and developing a different picture, and you're emerging a different person. And I want to read to you what has been spoken about Jesus Christ way before he came in human flesh to walk the streets of our cities. Isaiah the prophet says this about Jesus in chapter 61, verse 1 and on. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. This is about Jesus Christ. Nobody else can read that and claim it, but Jesus did. So the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, who knows it all, who is all-powerful, who is all-merciful, is on Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed me, Isaiah prophesies about Jesus, to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness from the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty. For what? Because we have beauty to behold. He says, instead of ashes, out of the dust, out of the nothing, he shapes us. He transforms us into his beautiful image. And he crowns us, not for our sake, but for his sake. And he's bringing independence to you today out of the things that make you feel not worthy, that make you feel ashes and dirt. Yet out of ashes, he brings up beauty, a new transformed image of you, to bestow the oil of gladness instead of mourning. I don't know where you are today, but if you have come with a heavy heart, God anoints you, pours on you his oil of gladness. He pours your anointing on you, and he exchanges your tears with a happy heart, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And then he says about you, about those ashes, about the mourning people, about the heart that is so heavy that cannot rise on. They, these people, you and me, that are standing here this morning, will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Whew. He's going to be bestowing on you a crown of beauty out of the ashes of your life. He will transform a beautiful person and will crown you with his splendor, and he will stand you up to be an image for all to behold, for you represent him. I want to invite right now the prophetic team and the altar workers to come to the front. They're making themselves available to you. Those of you that feel that you have walked today with a heavy heart, and you feel that things have enchained you, and you feel like you're in a prison, and freedom has escaped you, you feel you don't know. There is no hope. There is no beauty to behold. Jesus is here, and the Holy Spirit is taking a snapshot. And as that picture develops, a new you emerges. And if you feel this morning that there are areas in your life that need to be changed for a new you to emerge from there, for God's freedom to begin to flow into your life, I invite you to come to the altars. We'll pray over you, and you will walk out of here with His crown of beauty and His oil of gladness on your life. And He will stand you up as an oak that is planted by His waters, and His splendor would be put on display through you, the new free you. Don't walk out of here the same way you came. You're welcome to come and pray around the altars.
Let's stand and worship some. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Yeah.
you to be all encouraged by a testimony that we have here among us. For as the Lord is beginning to work in our spirit and bring forth His strength, we truly need to be reminded who He is and how He sustains us in our daily walk. Go ahead, Justine.
Okay, well, I don't know if many people know me. I'm Justina Wilson. I've had 28 surgeries in 11 years, 2 transplants. I'm on the transplant list again. There are days that I am extremely strong, and then there are days like today that I just need to be held by the Lord. And I just want to encourage every single one of you that when you go through these battles, that He's always there with you. And there's going to be days where you're just going to need to cry out, and that it's okay. And that if anybody needs prayer on this, I'd be happy to pray over you and help you guys through this as well as you help me. Yeah. I'd appreciate it.
I would like at this point, if somebody's here and is truly needing a physical touch in your body, just come to the front. Peggy and Justine are going to be praying for you. Just take advantage of that.
Believe it or not, if I normally say something, it's because it won't leave me alone. I'll say 2 or 3 things. The first thing is the scripture about Peter keeping his eyes on Jesus. And as long as he did that, he didn't sink. I've got that. If that's speaking to somebody's heart. Because in regards to what Svetlana said today, some of us, we set ourselves in a continual cycle. And we say, oh, that sounds great, but I still do this, and I'm still in the habit of doing that, or I'm still addicted to this, or I still look like this, or I still had done that. You have to do what Peter did. You have to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, because God is looking at you through His Son. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So, you know, that's fine, and I'm going to be someday. It's not just fine, I will be something good someday. Yes, you will, okay? I'm not denying that. But you are good and fine and lovely and beautiful today.
Amen.
Your opinion of yourself probably might not be so good. And I'm talking from my heart and my life's experience. God's opinion of you is good today, no matter what you're dealing with. Okay? Give me another amen, please. So if you see you're the kind of person that's in a cycle, or if you want prayer for keeping your eyes on Jesus, or anything that's coming from my spirit that I'm trying to articulate here, just come up for prayer. And even if you just want to come up and say hi to me so it looks like somebody came up and said, came up for prayer, that's cool too. Okay? All right. Let me just, I hate when people repeat themselves and I'm doing it. You are beautiful to the Lord, and everything is taken care of. That's what grace is about. You don't find acceptance from God from getting off those drugs, or from stopping habits of lust, or from being a person who gets angry and off the handle all the time, etc., etc. You're acceptable to God now through His Son. It's the knowledge of that, the constant reminding that you are beautiful to God and He has a good opinion of you. And I'm not, when I say constantly, I mean every day. In relationship with Him and seeing as He sees you, how God the Father sees you through His Son Jesus. This is what changes you. Okay? That makes sense to anybody?
Amen.
All right. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, it is. It is the Son, the blood of His sacrifice, that covers all of those inadequacies in us. And you're beautiful to him today. And for that reason, he wants to bestow a crown of glory on you. Not because you have arrived, but because you are now placing your trust in him. And through him, you're going to be changed and transformed. The altars are still open. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to close this in prayer. And for those of you that have plans and want to get going and continue to celebrate with your families, you can do so. For a lot of us, we will continue to pray around the altars and continue to praise God and worship. But feel free to be dismissed and to leave if you have plans with your family. So I'm just going to pray a prayer of dismissal, and then you can come to the front and continue to pray. You can stay in your seats and pray, or you can leave. Father, we just glorify your name. We praise you, your holy name. We thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom we truly are free, through whom we are truly transformed, through whom and in whom we can change, not by our own might and power, but by the empowerment of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that. We thank you that you have set us free. And the truth about knowing your Son, Jesus Christ, sets us free. And I'm praying a blessing over all of us. And let us go and enjoy a day. And then in the week to come, make us strong. And let us be able to put you on display as you have planted us as strong trees planted by the waters of your freedom, your love, and your transforming power. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray all of that. Amen. You're dismissed.